This presentation really is for two types of lawyers. It's for one, the negotiating lawyer. So those are actually are at the negotiating table that are drafting the document. I'll be going over some of the current provisions, sort of what's in vogue and what's market. But then also for the litigating attorney. Of course, many times by the time we get into a deal, we're document's already drafted and we're stuck defending a document or trying to invalidate the document in a bankruptcy case, and it's something we wouldn't have drafted, but we're stuck with it nonetheless. So we'll talk about how courts have been treating certain provisions in intercreditor agreements. I should direct you to the materials. There's two things behind tab 11. The first is case summaries, and those are summaries of the cases that are cited in the PowerPoint. And the PowerPoint is a pretty lengthy document. There's no way I could go over that entire PowerPoint. And in fact, the PowerPoint that I presented that we're apparently having some trouble putting up, but it's not a big deal. I can wing it. It's not. But it's not a big deal. But it's a pared down version of that, and I'm not even going to be getting to all of it, so it's not a big deal. And I'll tell you where to kind of flip to access that corresponds to the pared down version. I do have to thank Ryan DeLone, who's in the audience somewhere, who did a lot of work on the materials, and of course, Jim Prince. Okay, so with that, on the PowerPoint, I guess if you all could look at your materials, and I believe I'll be going over slides 2 and 3. And so as we go through the rest of this presentation, I kind of want to set up a scenario, sort of a fact pattern, to kind of put everything into perspective. So let's assume that Westbrook, Inc. wants to borrow $15 million.